If you're listening to these episodes in chronological order, note that this one was recorded right when Joel got back from Europe about a month ago. There may be some anachronisms and references to events we already discussed here and there. You'll also notice no existential dread about coronavirus yet. The next episode in the queue has things back to normal. Also, Mr. Meatman's audio file had some unusual issues on it, so his track's sound quality is going to be hit or miss. Apologies. With that in mind, we are still happy to entertain during the quarantine. Remember to practice social distancing and try not to leave your house unless it's actually necessary. The podcast is here for you. Let's get into it.
I've had quite a few near-death experiences.
What was it like?
Hey, motorcycle, now's not a good time. I'm recording my fucking podcast, you piece of shit.
Jesus.
Sorry. We're going to cut that.
Sure we are. Okay.
Moving on.
Sorry about that.
All right, so yesterday I was thinking to myself, like, if a hypothetical, you know, like, if you ever became like really small, like, what's the first thing you'd do?
It'd be Joe at that point.
How small are we talking?
Like, you're a tiny human.
Oh, like a miniature, like fantasy small size. Okay.
Yeah, you're like you drank Alice's potion. Now you're like really small.
What were you thinking, Lars?
Oh, I was thinking like just like a smaller person. Like, compared to myself.
Oh, like a midget? Uh-oh. You can't call him that, though.
No, I meant, like, because, like, Joe is smaller than I am. No.
I'm almost 6 feet tall, Lars. We're, like, basically almost the same height, just a few inches difference.
Yeah, but I weigh a lot more than you do.
Yeah.
Hold on. Almost 6 feet?
Ooh, Mr. Meatman, how tall are you?
I'm a 6'1".
Oh, okay.
How much do you weigh, Mr. Meatman?
What? Were you going to make fun of me? I'm, like... like 150 or something.
That is pretty skinny.
I'm about 5'10". I think right now I probably weigh like 150 something.
Well, let's get back to the topic in question. You're talking about someone being like a pocket-sized human being.
Yeah, what would you do?
I mean, the obvious answer.
I'd be a national spectacle, like, I guess. At that point, I don't know what to say.
Like you know that game Adventure Quest?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, like, remember the, like, little quest where, like, you become really small, you drink the potion, and then you have to fight someone's shoe?
Oh, I was thinking of Kingdom Hearts, where you actually do the Alice level.
No, I'm thinking of Adventure Quest.
No, I'm thinking of Kingdom Hearts.
Why'd you say yes when I said Adventure Quest?
Yeah, but I'm thinking of Kingdom Hearts, because, you know, at one point you drink the potion, and then you can fit through the keyhole?
Yeah.
Wait, is this on Earth, or is this in, like a special realm?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Obviously on Earth, Lars.
It has all the same qualities of Earth, so you can't tell the difference.
This episode is sponsored by Amazon, Audible, and patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later. When you say, what would you do, like, is that just, like, beyond the obvious, like, surviving, right. Or... I'm trying to understand the question.
Okay, so, like, a Bigfoot is coming down.
Okay.
And it almost steps on you. Like, do you want to try and, like, get the person's attention? Or, like...
Or just run away. Like,
run away?
We'll just say, hey, Bigfoot, and that should get his attention at that point. I mean,
like, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, do you want, like, you want to become normal, obviously, right?
Oh, did you guys hear Rick Moranis is coming back, by the way?
What do you mean?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, yeah, no, like, it's a thing now. He took a huge break to raise his kids, and now he's going to do more Honey, I Shrunk the Kids stuff after, like,
why?
40 years.
Yeah, it hasn't really been 40 years, has it?
Yeah, but, like, that movie had, like... like a single, like, track mind. Like, they become small. What else can you do with that?
Honey, I took a shit on the kids.
I mean, they could go real weird with it, I guess. R-rated.
Yeah, now that his kids are grown up, he doesn't have to, like, impress them anymore with, like...
They're making another one? Why?
Well, I mean, you gotta cash money, I guess.
People, like, who cares? Like, what do you do with that?
Honey, I accidentally fried up the kids in breakfast.
And we ate them.
Honey, I viciously murdered our children. I stepped on them, and then they started screaming in pain.
That's the thing, though, with sequels these days, is it's like, no matter what you do, you're gonna print money. It doesn't have to be good at all in any way. People will just go see it. Because for some reason, they became simpletons.
Lars, it's only been 23 years.
Yeah, I mean, I was just throwing out a random number. Like, it was like a decent amount of time.
I just wanted to fact check you on that.
Okay. All right. Good. Honey, I cheated in the chat.
Honey, I cheated on you, and then I shrunk myself.
Wow.
Honey, I invested the kids' college fund on Bitcoin.
Mm. What if they made like a sequel, but it was called Tiny Husband?
To a sequel to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids called Tiny Husband?
Yeah, and it was a film adaptation of Tiny Husband.
That seems like a fetish thing. That doesn't...
Do you not know what Tiny Husband is?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Am I?
There was that movie Big. It should just make one called Small.
There's like a movie. Yeah. I thought they did make like a sequel. Like Honey, I Enlarged Our Child or something. Because there's like a movie where like this little baby... There, becomes like huge.
There was a Honey that I Shrunk the Audience, I think.
You know, but that was like the,
that was
the
at Disneyland.
Yeah, that was
oh,
the Disney.
Okay.
Let me look this up. Giant baby movie.
Giant.
There's like this movie where it's like the reverse of that, where the baby keeps getting like larger and larger.
Oh, are you thinking of The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
No. Like he gets like physically larger, not like he gets like
it's a
baby that's like as big as like a building.
James and the Giant Peach.
Boss Baby.
No. And then they stop the baby by like enlarging the mom, and then the mom like grabs the baby before it kills people.
James and the Giant Peach.
Is that it in the chat? Honey, I Blew Up the Kid?
Yeah, I Blew Up the Kid. That's probably it.
Okay. Seems like there's been a lot of those movies in there already.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Yeah.
I'm recording.
Oh, just now you're recording? Okay.
No, I'm just, someone knocked on my door.
Wait, should I restart recording?
No.
All right, I'm going to delete
stuff,
this.
Funny stuff, guys.
What did I say it like
that? All right, I started a new recording.
No, it seems like there's been enough Honey movies in the series here.
Honey, I'm addicted to porn. Honey, I have the coronavirus.
Dude, that was Carrie Russell's film debut. Honey, I Blew Up the Audience.
Honey, I sneezed on somebody's bagel at the cafe and I gave it to them anyway.
Carrie Russell.
The last one was Honey, I'm Constipated and I Haven't Had a Proper Shit in 5 weeks.
Anyway, let's move on. We were talking about a bunch of other stuff on the bonus episode. We were talking about how Joe almost died in Europe and he's been gone for a month.
Oh yeah, did he get killed yet?
No, I had a couple close calls, but I made it out alive.
Couple close calls.
See, like, you're talking about one before, about like you almost got stabbed.
Well, there was a possibility of me getting stabbed. All right, so my first night in England, I'm at my friend's house, and it's like 1 a.m., and I decide I'm hungry for chicken. And I don't have any data, so I'm using Wi-Fi to get directions, and I screenshot them, and that'll be important for later. I'm warned that the neighborhood is dangerous, but I go out anyway.
Wait, Joe, is this the story you told on the bonus episode?
Yeah.
Okay, just tell the first half so that they have to go pay for the second half.
All right. Ooh. So I'll tell the first half of the story. So okay. I go down the street and I get to the main street and there's this guy running the other way and he says, "Don't go there." And I say, "Oh, no good." And he says, "He's got a knife." That's the first half of the story.
Find out more at patreon.com/T1podcast with the bonus episode with Mr. Meatman.
Mr. Meatman.
See, I'll spoil it. Like, nothing happens. Nothing at all happens.
No, something does happen. I mean, he doesn't die, obviously. But...
yeah, somehow I make out okay.
Yeah.
What are these other stories?
Well, first of all, just real quick for the audience, just a recap. Mr. Meatman, what's like the 15-second version of who you are and what you do?
So I'm like a professional Puyo Puyo Tetris player.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just play Puyo Puyo. I've been playing that game for like 4 years now. I'm pretty good at it, I think, but I can always like use the, you know, get better.
That's really sad.
What do you mean sad?
Wait, you've been playing it for 4 years and you're only now just pretty good?
Well, it takes time to get you know, you have to practice, Lars.
Don't you make fun of me for my Puyo Puyo Tetris epicness?
All right.
You and me fight. You and me fight. You'll lose.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, in life or in Puyo Puyo Tetris?
In Puyo Puyo Tetris. Puyo Puyo Tetris. Yeah, probably. It's more like a lifestyle than a game, you know?
I don't think I've ever actually played it.
I don't know. I'd rather play Puyo Puyo Tetris than, you know, like ever find love or get married or anything like that, you know?
That sounds like the kind of person who, like, won't find those things, so they're just trying to justify their extreme gaming addiction.
Okay, but, in this case, it's Puyo Puyo Tetris. Like,
there's love for everybody.
Like, even if that is true about me, like, what I said still stands.
Wait, so, Joe, you almost died a second time?
Well, I don't know if I almost died. I would say there was a chance that I would have died, possibly. I don't know what those chances were, but at one point... All right, so, let me back up.
What does that mean?
Let me explain. I'm at my friend's house staying there, and I get there and he's got two cats, and I'm extremely allergic to cats. So the first day I get some allergy medicine and it works really well. The allergy medicine they have there has steroids in it. So it you know, it's very good. After 3 days it stops working because I'm in my friend's room and there was so much dander in the air. It was basically a hot box of dander.
Yeah.
And it gets into my lungs and my airways close up, and I'm having a hard time breathing for hours and hours. I only get 1 hour of sleep that night on the couch, and cause I leave the room right away as soon as I realize the cats are in here the most often. So I go to the couch, and in the morning I realize I have to leave the house. It's too much. So I go to pack up my bags. I'm almost done packing up, and I can't breathe. Instead of the normal for the past 8 hours, it's like no noise.
Wait, that's how you normally breathe, Joe?
For that day, it was because I was in anaphylactic shock.
Okay, I was going to say, that doesn't sound like you normally, but
no.
Okay. All right.
No, but that night, I was not able to breathe well. And at some point, I completely stopped breathing. I'm gasping for air, and I'm not taking in any air.
Oh, no.
So... I am in my mind, I'm like, this is not how I go out. I'm determined.
So were you gonna like if you could have like killed a cat to like not like die, would you?
No, it wouldn't have solved anything. What, like the cat's attacking me? Like self-defense?
Yeah, dead cat dender is gonna still
if
be around.
If you could kill every cat in existence, like would you to save yourself?
The chat says, did you try breathing, Joe? Well done, A+ analysis there. That's a great way to fix it.
Wait. What if you saw a cat was holding up a sign, like saying, like you, like you know the cat that's hanging on the rope, like the motivational yeah. poster that says, like yeah. you can do it.
Yeah, hang in there, buddy.
Would you get like really angry if you saw that?
No, that's adorable.
No, because like a cat is literally killing you. Like the cat's dandruff is killing you.
Right.
Like and like you're seeing this like sign by a cat saying, like you can do it. You can get better. Wouldn't you be a little bit, peeved?
No, Mr. Meatman, I would not kill the cat.
Okay, all right. We're not talking about the cat, like, killing the cat anymore.
All right,
getting angry.
Long story short, what ends up happening is I run to the window in the bathroom, and I open the window and stick my face out of the window, and I'm able to breathe again. And I just, I finish packing and I leave. And I got an Airbnb that night.
All right, that's really cool.
Did you die?
I didn't die. Lars.
All right, but what's your next story? Did you die in the next story?
Mm-hmm. In the next story.
Which story did you die in? We're trying to fish for that, Joe.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm talking to you now, so I'm still alive.
Doesn't mean you didn't die.
No, that's
knock
not true.
On wood.
No, my great grandma died, and then they brought her back. So, like, if they could do that to her, they could do that to you.
Oh yeah. Do you have any like near death experiences where you saw the light, but then you were brought back at like the very last second?
Who's the correct god? That's what I want to know.
Me or Meat Man?
Joe.
No, I'm talking to you.
I've had quite a few near-death experiences.
What was it like?
Hey, motorcycle, now's not a good time. I'm recording my fucking podcast, you piece of shit.
Jesus.
Sorry.
We're going to cut that.
Sure we are. Okay.
Moving on.
Sorry about that.
So, Joe, you're telling us you were seeing the light.
No, I didn't see any light.
So did you see Jesus? Did you see like Buddha? Like which one?
Did you see darkness?
All right. You want to know who the correct God is?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
That was the laziest segue. But all right.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Do you not want to die? Do you want to buy things that are going to save your life in certain situations, like a life vest?
Yes.
They have it on Amazon. Amazon.t1podcast.com.
So are you saying that if I don't use Amazon, I'm going to die?
Maybe.
Well, it does add a little bit of a consumer urgency, Joe. That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go on a life raft needing mission where you need that, then yeah, you definitely want to get that on Amazon.t1podcast.
You're saying that people who shop on Amazon, they're the ones that are living the dangerous life, the cool life. Okay.
I think like Amazon's just made up of like Funko Pop buyers. Like I went on Amazon and I got recommended Funko Pops and I never even like, I don't have Funko Pops.
Mr. Meatman, that's based on your search history. That must mean you've purchased like dozens of them.
It's all specifically like it's Overwatch Funko Pops or it's Marvel Funko Pops.
That's based on what you purchased and what you viewed, man.
But that's not true.
Unlike Wish, which is not based on anything.
Yeah, Wish recommendations are weird, man. But that's getting a little off track.
Yeah, fucking bizarre.
Oh, shit. Rain boots from Pendulon. That's what I'm being recommended right now.
That's kind of cool.
How to catch a leprechaun.
Everybody in the chat, go on amazon.t1podcast.com and tell us what you are recommended.
Oh, shoot. Frozen 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Frozen 2 is being recommended to me. And all the seasons of Dragon Ball Z.
Right now.
The Office, Friends. Why is Friends popular?
Oh, The Office is
The Office is fine. Whatever the Office. Why is Friends like a thing? Friends is not funny.
I never watched Friends.
Friends has like funny actors, but then like the actual show is not as good. In fact, even saying they have good actors is a lie. Why is Jennifer Anderson like always like
Anderson?
Like, always.
Did you say Jennifer Anderson?
Jennifer, what's her name? Jennifer Gardner, Jennifer Anderson, Jennifer Lopez?
Aniston.
Jennifer Anderson. Like, okay, were in Something About Molly. Like, who cares? Like after that.
I think that was Cameron Diaz.
There's something about
Molly. I think that was her. Something About Mary.
No, that was the one where like her hair was stuck up because of the.
No, that's not. No, it's a love story. That was actually a really good movie.
Love story? Or wait, are you talking about Marriage Story?
No, Something About Mary. Something About Mary starred Cameron Diaz. You're right.
It did. Yeah, I was right. Cameron Diaz was not on Friends, though.
Okay, but like Jennifer Anderson, whatever.
Aniston.
Who cares about her? Why is she always in, like, she's not in anything, and yet like Aniston, Hollywood, Aniston. Like all those like special TV things, they keep bringing her up. Like, why?
Well, she was in Horrible Bosses and did a decent role as like a creepy, rapey boss.
Yeah, she was the rapist in the Horrible Bosses, mm-hmm. And then they put her in the sequel for no reason. They put every actor in that movie in the sequel for no reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was she in there? Because didn't she go to jail?
No. Because at the end of Horrible Bosses, the one guy like threatened her. He didn't actually like prosecute her.
Yeah, the literal end of it was like he was saying like, I have proof of this and you're going to jail.
Now here's what's going to happen, okay? I'm going to take a very nice, very expensive two-week vacation with my fiancé. Let's call it a honeymoon, all right? And you are going to pay for it. Then I'm going to return to a rape-free workplace, all right? Because if you so much as look at my sexy little ass, Julia, I will have yours locked the fuck up, you crazy bitch whore. Ah, that felt good.
Yeah. I really like that first movie, but the second movie was really bad.
Don't fuck with me or you're going to jail.
I feel like the first movie kind of wrapped things up nicely. Like, all the bosses got their comeuppance.
Well, like, the second movie's like... It's just... Oh, fuck.
No. Oh, his wind chimes are going off.
It doesn't have anything to do with any bosses. Because they're their own bosses, but then their business gets, like screwed over.
Oh, so
I forgot the plot.
Are they the horrible bosses themselves this time?
No, that would have been funny, though. But, like, they get screwed over, so they, like, try and kill someone.
Oh, like, okay.
Who, I guess, stole their business. I don't remember, you know?
That sounds terrible.
Have you guys seen 13 Going on 30?
Yes.
No.
That was a great movie.
What's it about?
That was the one with Matthew Perry, right?
I don't know.
Matthew Perry is a cool guy.
Or was that Jennifer? You said that the Friends actors weren't good, though.
Well, no, because, like, No, because if I had to talk with, like, him or, like, anyone else in that show, I'd rather talk to Matt Perry.
Yeah. Who's the guy who plays Joey Tribbiani?
Joey Tribbiani is,
the guy
is
who plays
like,
Jar Jar Binks?
Joe Tribbiani?
No. Joey Tribbiani's, like, actor is, like, actually really sad. Like, he had, like, his own show, and that, like, bombed. He had another show, like, after being, like, off the air for, like a bunch of years, and that also bombed.
Well, yeah, but now he's on Top Gear, like the world's most popular car show, so...
Wait, he is?
Yeah, he's doing fine. Yeah, for some reason they chose him, because it's like a British show, but he's on there now. I don't know why.
What, is the main host? Really?
He plays a car.
Yeah,
he's a Toyota.
Dude, that's kind of cool.
That yeah, he's a Toyota Camry on the show.
He's literally the car.
One of his most challenging roles.
His name is Turbo on the show.
That's acceptable.
None of that is true.
It's blue. It's got a race stripe on it.
Oh, you're lying to me.
I'm not lying. Yeah. Why would I be lying?
All right, but like, let's get our sponsors. You can buy Puyo Puyo Tetris online game code right now for only, guess how much? Only $20. Go to
Amazon.t1podcast.com to pick up Puyo Puyo Tetris or a season of Top Gear in which he plays the car.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Meat is man, that a real $20? Game? That's enough to pay for electricity for a whole month.
Wait, are you doubting the existence of Puyo Puyo Tetris?
No, he's saying that he doesn't spend much on electricity.
Yeah, no, but like, who's the one who said, is that a real game?
No one said that. That was your imagination.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I heard
about?
That. No, you're the one who said that. I heard that from your lips.
Bullshit. No, I didn't.
Your little flabbed lips were asking the question, is that a real game?
Yeah.
No one said it's not a...
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a new Nintendo or Animal Crossing game?
Yeah, there is. Everyone's been talking about it on our server lately. They're like, I'm really looking forward to this game.
I'm really looking forward to it, Lars.
So who's the hottest Nintendo Amazon Crossing character?
I am.
Amazon Crossing.
Or wait, Animal Crossing.
Me.
I feel like we were more on the base with the bonus episode when we were talking about the Digimon that were the most attractive.
Oh, we were talking about that. Oh, why does this keep going back to this?
I remember. We were spending a lot of time talking about it, but I didn't really watch Digimon, so I was quiet the whole time. Maybe that's why it was really good.
Yeah, you were a little silent, boy. What?
You on TikTok?
No.
When I was in Europe, I made a TikTok that went particularly viral.
Yeah, what did you name yourself on there?
Disney Alexi.
Oh, okay. See, like, you named yourself like a woman name. That's why you got so many.
Well, I mean, I've had the account for, you know, like over a year.
What did you look like, though? Like, what was your picture? Were you like, what was your ethnicity?
Jewish.
No, but like...
I was asking, what was your ethnicity?
What, like in a past life?
Like what was your ethnicity? Like what was your picture that you used for that TikTok?
Just myself. Just,
why do you have to think about this? Like, unless if you're lying to me, like, you shouldn't have to think about this unless if you're lying.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not thinking about it, but you don't use a picture for each TikTok. Like, I have my profile picture on the TikTok, and it's a picture of myself.
Oh, I thought you said, like, Tinder.
TikTok.
Oh, your Tinder profile went viral.
Yeah, my Tinder.
I don't know why I was thinking that.
Oh, boy.
No, TikTok.
Okay, like, what did you do on your TikTok?
It was just a 3-story slide, but it was in a mall. So it was like an 80-foot slide. And I basically said, I'm going to go down the slide right now. And I walk up to it, to the top, and I said, like for part 2.
That's so, oh my gosh, that's pretty scummy.
That's not fucking scummy. God damn it.
That is kind of like you're like offering something to somebody. Like they have to do like a service just for you.
No.
You think?
Here's the thing.
Well, you should have told him to like for part 1, Joe.
Like for part 3.
No, just like for part 2 and then like for part 1 so they have to keep going back and forth, get you more views. That's just, you know, kind of an endless cycle of content.
You're right. I don't know why I brought that up, Mr. Meatman. I guess I'm just trying to impress you because you're my my hero.
Okay, so who's your favorite, like, Cameron Diaz movie?
Who's your favorite movie?
What's your favorite?
I like the one that's like the gross out movie with the hair.
Cameron Diaz. I haven't thought about her in 20 years.
Dude, what about Shrek, though? She was Shrek in that movie.
Wait, she was Shrek?
Or no, she was Princess Fiona in that movie.
I thought it was like, what? She played Shrek?
I thought Michael Myers played Shrek.
When was this?
The female voice of the female Shrek.
Austin Powers plays Shrek.
They should have done it for Shrek 2 where they swapped the voices so that Cameron Diaz played Shrek and then Michael Myers played Fiona. That would have been awesome.
That would have been really creepy.
Mr. Meat Man, have you read any good books lately?
I've been reading like the entire collection of Sherlock Holmes.
Ah.
Like, there's just a PDF of every single, except for the last book. But the last book I heard wasn't really that good. But it's every single Sherlock Holmes short story or book. And I'm like halfway through it now. It's pretty good.
Have you read anything that's not free to download on a PDF recently?
No. Like, why would I do that?
God damn it. Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing. I do know that the Sherlock Holmes series is actually narrated on Audible.
Oh, it's narrated. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'd buy to listen to that, actually.
It is technically public domain, but the truth is it might be nice to hear.
Yeah. If it's like a sexy British voice, I'd listen to that.
All British voices are sexy. Imagine being redless in a Cockney accent.
God blimey, governor!
No, make it stop.
I don't like this now. Let's see. Oh, it's Stephen Fry. I think that's who voices it.
That would be a fantastic experience. Holy shit. At audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Guys, Audible has a proposition for you. They want to give you a free book today.
Oh my gosh, wait. On Audible, it says that it's zero. Oh wait, I think it's because I have Prime.
Yeah, because that's your free trial.
It says $0. That's
right.
Cool.
It's $0 if you sign up at audibletrial.com/T1podcast today. Get a book on our behalf and get into the better side of reading. Joe, you've been tuning into a lot of good self-help books yourself.
That's right. Oh, I sure have. And that's all thanks to my audibletrial.com/T1podcast membership. You too can learn what it's like to read.
Well, no, actually,
you don't have to because somebody's going to read to you. You never have to read again.
Mm-hmm.
Just have somebody read to you.
Yeah. Guys, Sherlock Holmes narrated by Stephen Fry himself.
It is Stephen Fry. That's really cool.
I actually think I'm going to go ahead and pick that up for my Audible. That sounds like a really pleasant experience.
Audibletrial.com/T1podcast is for the Nords.
The chat says, Joe, do you need a hug? And then someone says, no, he needs a birth.
I don't know what that means.
But yeah, discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these episodes live.
In the chat, there's people insisting that Joe has a British accent fetish. And
I can see it.
Yeah.
So who was like your first crush who had an accent?
It was a British accent. I was.
There you go.
Yeah, it was. That's no. I was recently in England and just hearing some of those girls with their British accent. I could date a British girl. I could marry a British girl. Yeah. Why not? I could live with that sexy accent for the rest of my life.
You wanted to, like, slice them in half.
Yeah, some British accents are attractive. Some of them are, like, the bane of God. Like, it really depends. Are you guys looking forward to any upcoming games?
I'm looking for... What's that? Mountain Blade Bannerlord. That's going to be good.
I had a roommate who was really into that game for a long time.
That's coming out in, like, 20 days or so.
I had a roommate once who would play that game for like 20 hours a day. He was obsessed with it.
Well, it's like a good game. It's really good.
Isn't it just like a medieval simulator with no magic elements or anything?
Well, yeah, but who cares about magic? Magic is stupid.
What? No, it makes it interesting.
No, magic's only good in Harry Potter. Otherwise, it's stupid.
Wait, what makes Harry Potter different?
Like, remember in Lord of the Rings when Aragorn, without even trying, he got like an army of ghosts. Like, oh, that's really cool, Aragorn. With your stupid army of ghosts, you automatically win.
Aragorn is a separate series.
What? No, Aragorn the guy.
Aragorn?
Aragorn, whatever his name is.
Aragorn is
he's just got an
a dragon series. Yeah? Aragorn is the dude.
Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. He got a stupid army of magical ghosts because he's a magical person.
No, that's the White Walkers on Game of Thrones. You're thinking something else.
No, they're not White Walkers. They're like green ghosts in Lord of the Rings.
The green ghosts in Lord of the Rings? You're talking about the Ringwraiths?
You're thinking of the Haunted Mansion.
No, the like literal ghosts.
Ghosts?
The ghosts in Lord of the Rings.
You're thinking of the ghosts in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
No, but those are also green, I will admit.
Yeah, that's what leads me to believe that that's actually what you're...
Bannerlord and Mount Warband. Both of those games are amazing. I love, or I hope the one game's not out yet. I hope the other game is amazing.
He's right. It does say the Army of the Dead, the Dead Men of Dunharrow, the Oathbreakers.
Yeah, the stupid Dunharrow idiots. Like, he gets an army without even trying, and they automatically win. It's like the same with those tree people, except a lot of the tree people died, the Ents. A lot of them died, so that's acceptable. And they were already getting genocided, so they had a motivation.
Wait, so what was wrong with these green ghouls?
Well, they're magic. And it's like, oh, you automatically get like what you want with your stupid magic.
Well, no, you still have...
Because you were talking about how like magic isn't cool, or magic is cool. And I'm like, magic isn't cool.
Well, that's not really magic. That's like ghosts.
That is magic. That's literally... Ghosts are magic.
Hey, Meat Man, if you had magic, what would you use your powers for?
I'd turn invisible and then I'd look at girls naked.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, you could already do that like on the internet. You don't have to.
No, he just wants to do it invisibly though, Joe.
If I had magic, I'd become a ghost and then I'd ghost you, but like in internet slang. Ooh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yikes.
What would you do if you had magic?
Joe, he just insulted the fuck out of you.
Mr. Meat Man, you know what you could do? If you wanted to ghost somebody, like, and wanted to be, like, really dramatic, you could just, like, kill yourself and turn into a ghost, and now you're, like, a translucent ghost.
Oh, is Joe talking? I have him muted right now. Okay. Is it ghosting him?
Yeah, that was not pleasant to hear, Joe. Jesus.
And then you walk away.
Okay, I unmuted him. What were you saying, Joe?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I was gonna mute you again if you started talking.
All right.
Well, what would you do?
Who, me or Joe?
Lars, what would you do?
I feel like there aren't that many practical uses for it. I would rather be invincible.
For magic? Yes, there are.
No, you said turning invisible.
Magic? There's not many practical... Are you uncreative?
We're talking about turning invisible, right?
Oh, no, I just said invisible for me.
Oh, so it's just magic in general?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd probably use the magic that gives me $1 million? I don't know.
See, that's not magic, that's alchemy. There's a big difference.
Well, alchemy is definitely magic because you can't do it in real life.
Well, like, the thing about alchemy is you have to work for it. Like, you actually have to, like, do, like, science stuff. Like, it's pseudo-chemistry, but you still have to, like, put in the effort.
It's infinite money, though.
A good magic would be, like, the Midas touch, where you could just, like, touch something and it becomes gold. Like, that's good magic.
Yeah, but then you're screwed, because then everything you touch...
Well, no, like, controllable Midas touch. Like, not, like, uncontrollable.
Oh, okay, because, like, the curse of Midas was that everything he touched turned to gold.
Yeah, so you don't want a curse. You want, like, a thing.
Well, so is the magic cursed, or is it just, like, regular?
I don't know. It's your choice.
Let's say it's cursed, and so every time you make a magic spell, the opposite is also true.
That just undoes it, though.
But if I become invisible, that just means I don't become invisible.
Well, it becomes true after.
Like if I become invisible and I can never become invisible, that'd be scary. I wouldn't want that.
All right, let's play a game. Each of us comes up
with... By the way, why are they making The Invisible Man? Like, that's a movie that they're remaking, but it's like, they're making it like about a rape victim instead of like a serial killer.
Oh.
Like, why? Have you not heard about this?
No.
No.
Oh, well, that's what they're doing. It's kind of cringe, might I say.
Wait, so if I wish for $1 million in this hypothetical, that...
You only get like $1.
Or you lose it?
Wait, I got it. All right, you get $1 million, but they're all in pennies. And they come like out of nowhere. So it's like you're being haunted by pennies.
Oh, I thought you meant they just dropped on you and you die.
Oh, yeah, they drop from the sky sometimes. They fall on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a million pennies are out to kill you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All at once, a blanket of pennies drops from the ceiling while you're asleep.
That'd be a really cool horror movie. Imagine that, like, just being haunted by, like, pennies all
Dude,
the time.
Let's make that movie.
And then, like, and then, no. And then, like, you meet, like, a cute girl, and, like, guess what her name is?
Penny.
And then you like get really scared even more.
That could be the ending of the movie where he's like, he finally meets like a girl that's going to be the love of his life. And he's like, what's your name? And she's like, Penny. And then it's like a scary ending.
He starts screaming.
Yeah, I could see it. Let's make this movie. Call it A Billion Pennies.
All right. But first we have to make our rap album.
Yeah.
All right.
We can make the rap album like the soundtrack for the movie.
Hell yeah. But see, I wrote three like songs.
Did you actually write the songs for this?
Yeah, I did. I wrote three songs for the rap album we're gonna make.
Okay. Are they any good?
But we better make it. This better not be like something we just talk about. We better actually do this.
No, yeah, I'm totally down to collab for that.
Heck yeah.
Joe's actually a rapper.
I thought he was like a rapper but with like only one P. Like
Nope.
Whoops, I'm a little mistaken.
Yeah, no, Joe's actually has a couple credits to his name on a couple albums, I think. At least one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I put out a single about luggage and
about having sex with luggage.
And
I get it. You're a big TikTok star, so now you have to rap.
Actually,
the only natural stuff.
I was recognized from TikTok while I was in Europe.
I don't believe you.
I was in the Mall of Berlin.
Oh,
and
let me give you some context, Mr. Meatman. Joe has actually become a very large TikTok guy in the time it's been since we've recorded last.
Wait, is this like a meme? Or
no,
is this
I'm serious. Like, he's actually like one of the bigger names on there.
What's your name on TikTok?
It's Disney Alexi.
Yeah.
Why is your name a woman's name?
Well, it's a reference to Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I
altogether, my videos have been viewed about 20 million times.
I think you're lying about
who you
are.
He's not making this up at all. It's true.
Do you wear glasses?
I used to.
Wait a minute.
I wear contacts now.
You are not. That's not you.
Disney
that is
Alexi.
Him.
Wait.
That's literally him.
Yeah.
Okay, say your famous mermaid line.
My famous mermaid line?
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about.
You're on a different page, bud.
No, it says 35.5K followers.
Oh, that's right. 1.3 million likes.
There, I linked it in chat.
I don't believe this is you.
That's literally him.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen to it with the sound on. It's my voice.
Why do you look like a deranged person?
Okay.
What?
You do look a little on edge in some of these Europe ones, Joe.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he is a very large creator on there. That's not a joke.
Oh, really? Wait, where are you right now?
California.
He's recording a podcast.
Oh, okay. But where of California?
It says LA, but it's not. It's Orange County.
I'm trying to stump you.
Why are you trying to quiz him on his own TikTok?
I mean, it should be fairly obvious if you just listen to the voice.
No, I do, but it sounds like someone else.
Oh, it's because I changed my voice. It's like,
why do you change your voice?
I'm doing a character on the TikTok. It's like a.
Is that what you sound like? A little, you know, that word.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you literally listen to any video, you can hear his exact voice on there. I don't know why this is still being doubted.
Okay, so what's number 18 video? What is in your cup?
I don't remember the number of videos in my cup.
Okay, it's right next to the one that says Birdie's building a nest.
Oh, T, but it looks like a period blood.
Okay, yeah, alright, you're that person.
The thing is, like, he could have just, like, looked at this account and verified that without being him, so it technically doesn't apply. So
anyway.
Nah, I believe it, it's fine.
Okay.
I don't know, but, so here's a story. So I'm walking in the Mall of Berlin and there's a guy and a girl walking past me and they're like both looking at me and the girl's like, that guy's on TikTok. That's Disney Alexi. And the guy's like, what? Or something like that. And then the girl's like, he's famous on TikTok. I was showing you his videos last night. And then the guy was like, that's not him. And then, like, I turn around and, like, they're looking at me. And then the guy's like, the girl's like, yeah, that's him. And the guy's like, oh, his videos suck. He has garbage content. It was funny.
All right.
And then they walked away.
Well, I'll believe that story because it contains an embarrassing detail on it. You have no reason to lie about it.
Yeah.
So what's your most embarrassing moment?
That's a good question.
What, like in my whole life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Right now? I'm just kidding.
No, not right now. Just kidding.
My most embarrassing moment? I've never thought about that. I mean, why can't you ask me an easy one like the last time I cried?
When's the second to last time you've cried?
At the memorial of the Berlin Wall. It was at the Checkpoint Charlie Museum. And
why were you crying at a wall?
You know, the Berlin Wall was separating families. People died trying to escape. There were protests for decades of people trying to get out.
Yeah.
So at this museum, they have vehicles that people, you know, hid in to escape and this and that. So I get to the part where it's like Ronald Reagan talking about, like, Mr. Gorbachev, if you care about freedom, come to this gate, open this gate, tear down this wall, right? And I got a little teary-eyed.
A little horny?
Yeah, there is a lot of history there.
After that, they tear down the wall.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, if you're like, so like, how much do you care about this podcast?
A lot.
Yeah, but like not enough to actually link it on Disney Alexi. Like, kind of, at least there's a lot about you.
The thing about that is the algorithm.
It's not a link.
Not on your Twitter. I'm looking at your Twitter, and it says you're in Ohio.
What, me? My Twitter doesn't say I'm in Ohio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This must be a fake Disney Alexi then. Or, no, this is Disney Alexis. I just screwed up. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, busted.
Best of Disney Alexis.
No, you're on some other account. On Twitter. I don't think Joe has a Twitter for the TikTok.
Somebody made like a video about you.
Really?
Like, the best of Disney Alexi.
Oh yeah, Alexi someone did make TikTok. Someone did make a best of Disney Alexi. Yeah.
That's weird, but it's also kind of cool.
Why would they do that? You should comment and say, like, don't ever do this again.
You could.
No, they asked permission ahead of time. They were like, can I make a best of? And I was like, yeah, I'd love if you did that.
That would make it even funnier if you said that now. Like, just went on there like, what the fuck have you done?
I was lying to you when I said that.
All right, let's talk about something other than TikTok so we can get some more yucks in.
Yeah.
Because this is not that interesting.
See, like, I'm yucking it up. You're the only person who's not.
I'm yucking it up. Lars is the only one who's not yucking it up.
Yeah.
Let's bully Lars.
Lars now.
Well, let's move on.
Alright, so Lars, like, what's something we can bully you on?
Go ahead and try.
Alright, so chat, give us, like, some good, like, Lars.
Alright.
Yeah, give him something to work with.
Lars is obsessed with beets. Red beets. He can't get enough of them.
Like chewable beets?
Yeah, like, lo-fi hip-hop beets to study, too.
You can't... No, you can't bully him about that.
Yeah, that's nothing to make fun of.
And what he does with the beets in his own spare time is nobody's business but his own.
We said, but it's bullying, kind not of kink weird. Shaming, Joe.
Lars, what is your favorite my favorite Martian song?
I don't know. I'm only vaguely aware of what that is.
You don't know what My Favorite Martian is?
No. See, it doesn't really work. I'm trying to bully Lars, it's just
it doesn't work because like you don't have it. Well, like I can. Let me think about this.
I mean, you can't really bully me either because
because you like self bully yourself. I don't know. It's easy to bully you because, like, you set up the punchline and somebody else, like, knocks you down.
Yeah, but that's the joke. That's the, I'm part of it.
You gotta stand up for yourself, though. You can't let yourself get bullied.
Exactly, Joe.
Yeah, I don't care. Bully me. I don't care.
I ask for one thing from the audience and all they do is say feet, man. Like, now I'm the one getting bullied.
Well, because, like, I don't give people a lot of ammunition, you know? I'm not sitting here with all my, like, insecurities and, like, faults constantly displayed on the server or anything. Hmm. Yeah, Lars is boring. There you go. That works.
What you gotta do is you gotta take a gun, shoot yourself in the back of the head, And people wonder, like, how did, like, somebody must have killed this man, because how could have he committed suicide if he shot himself in the back of the head?
Have you guys heard of that weird new trend, apparently, where YouTubers are setting up videos for after they die? Like, they're recording them and having them set up so that, like, once they die, they get released to the public?
What, these young, like, teenager YouTubers? What?
I mean, maybe.
I know, like, there are YouTubers that will, like, when someone does die, they will immediately go up to the mic and they will, like, put the camera in their face and they will wait until they start crying. They might even make themselves cry. And then they will say, oh my god, so-and-so's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
No, I'm talking about, like, those post-mortem videos that I was listening to another podcast called Hello Internet, and apparently this is a thing now, where if you're like a big vlogger or something, you're supposed to make a video that releases when you die.
That's a little quirky.
Like, in case you happen to die? Or, like,
yeah.
60 years from now at the end of their life?
No, like, accidentally. Like, if you, like, die before your time, the video comes out.
What if your channel dies, like, and nobody cares about you anymore?
Then it would come out and no one would care, I guess. That would be really depressing.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's talk about,
let's talk about something more cheerful.
Yeah, let's talk about something happy.
Yeah.
You ever been to Europe, Mr. Meatman?
Yeah, when I was like 5.
You remember it?
A little. Yeah, I still remember like little bits and pieces.
What do you remember?
I saw the Harry Potter movie right when it came out in England.
Nice.
Yeah. I was like a little bit. I fell asleep during that movie, and I still have like the memory of like my mom or my dad like carrying me. Like, when the movie was already over, and, like, we're outside, and I was, like, confused, like, why are we outside? I was watching a movie. And I remember, like, which part of the movie I fell asleep at. Like, in the first movie, when they're, like, it's snowing or something, and they have, like, a map showing where everyone is. I think that's in the first movie. Like, I remember, like, it was, like, around then that I fell asleep.
Did you just visit England or other countries as well?
No, I just visited England.
I was visiting my friend in the Midlands, like an hour outside Manchester, and it was so cheap. I saw a Honda Civic for sale with only 130,000 miles for £2,000. It's like a 2012.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
What's your favorite cereal?
I really like Cocoa Puffs. I like Frosted Flakes. I like Rice Krispies.
Do you
like,
frost the flakes additionally?
Do I what? What?
Did you frost the flakes yourself?
No, I did not come on the flakes.
Okay, right. I just got back from... Okay, there's this situation arising in the alleyway. What are you guys talking about? Jizzing in the cornflakes? What is wrong with you guys?
So I was talking about like which like cereals I like.
He says Frosted Flakes.
Joe, you're a weird guy.
I was being really innocent. I was being really child-friendly. No.
All right.
It was Joe's fault. He was, like, making these, like, insinuations about me.
I did not ever mention cum.
I think you kinda did.
Well, what did you mean by did you frost the flakes yourself?
With his dandruff is what I was getting at.
Oh, that's really? That's even worse.
That's somehow more vile.
All right, guys. You're making me out to be a monster.
Joe, you're kinda doing most of the work there yourself.
Oh, boy. Hey, Meatman, where are you from, by the way? I feel like I've asked you before, but I don't remember.
I live in Illinois.
Oh, okay. You kind of sound like a New Yorker a little bit.
Nah, I don't sound like a New Yorker at all.
I mean, not exactly, but...
Just make stuff up for the podcast, Joe.
I don't know. I mean, like, you kind of have, like, this energy to your voice.
Yeah.
Like a Bernie Sanders, almost.
Yeah, like a Joe Rogan. Like a...
Yeah.
I smell smoke. I'll be right back. One second.
Oh, okay.
He's not coming back. He's not coming back at all.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. I almost burned down my house once. Twice.
Why? What did you do?
I heated up oil to make hash browns, and I threw the hash browns into the oil, and there were a lot of ice crystals in it, and there was a flame like 6 feet tall, went straight to the ceiling.
All right, so let's talk about something really interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's talk about,
Jesus, Joe. I mean, like, I have stuff we can get into. I mean, I'm a player of games. I go on adventures.
All right, so what's your favorite Pokemon?
Pikachu.
Which Pokemon do you think would be, like, the worst to exist? Like, for society and for...
Actually, let's play a game of Fuck, Marry, Kill Pokemon Edition.
Let's not. Let's really not.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. Okay, so no, because that answers right. Both questions.
So fuck, marry, kill.
Because if there's like a worst, if there's like a worst existence Pokemon, like you'd want to kill it, mm-hmm. right?
But yeah, I mean, yeah, but we're talking about like if it's a species or something.
Yeah, but they are.
Yeah. I think the worst Pokemon to exist would be like Arceus, because like you know that goes against my like my religious belief.
No, I mean like
you know what I'm saying, and like we love to talk about religion here, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, physical damage.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a violent Pokemon?
Actually, wait, what's that No. What's that evil legendary Pokemon that, like, it just, like, exists to fuck with people? There's, like, a Pokemon that just plays, like, tricks on people.
Oh,
Darkrai?
And, like, no. Darkrai does Celebi. It out of... Darkrai doesn't do it out of malevolence. Celebi's, like, evil, but, like, no. There's, like, a... Let me look up the Pokemon movies, because it was, like, in one of them.
Mewtwo?
No, it's like, a new Pokemon. It's, like, it's past your grandpa age.
Pichu.
Although Mewtwo, Rachel. Like, Mewtwo's also a little evil.
Oh, is it Necrozma?
Hoopa. No, it's Hoopa. Hoopa would, like, screw with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would involve, like, killing you.
Aren't his rings, like, portals, and, like, if he puts, his ring over you, like, you die?
Hoopa can, like, make, like, shadow people.
Oh, yikes.
Like, it's really scary.
Yeah, he has, like, that weird ultra evolution version of himself where he becomes, like, this big beast.
Yeah, he's evil. Hoopa has two forms, the real Hoopa and the shadow Hoopa that was sealed for 100 years. Okay.
Yeah, because, like, aren't each of the holes and rings in his body, like, portals to another dimension?
Yeah, I think so.
In a previous...
This is the Unbound one I put in the chat.
Also, the Hoopa movie was, like, the worst-selling Pokemon movie.
Oh,
besides Wait, Pokemon Heroes didn't sell well? That's surprising.
I kind of tapped out after, like, a couple movies. I haven't really watched it.
Well, yeah, like, when I stopped watching them, I tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
In a previous episode, we had said that Ninetales, at one point, mm-hmm. was the most dangerous Pokemon. You remember why, Lars?
Well, yeah, because... Well, because, like, it can control everyone's minds, so...
Yeah, mind control.
That's that.
Yeah, but, like, that's nothing compared to, like, killing people.
No, because, let's think about it. If you could control the mind of, like, a world leader...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what if it could control, like, Vladimir Putin's mind?
Yeah, but it's a stupid fox. It's a stupid, dumb fox.
No, like, no. It has an IQ of, like, 10,000.
It's got a baby brain.
It's a smart fox.
You know what? You know how you capture a fox? You put some food out, and then you put, like, little thing, like, a little cage. And then the fox goes into the cage, and then you shut it. Stupid fox. Stupid dumb fox.
And then it controls your mind to kill yourself. I mean, like, it's a very dangerous...
Yeah, no, but then what if I just shoot it from far away? Bam, you're dead. Stupid fox. Right.
The chat is saying that there's Mr. Meatman fanfics?
Oh, that's scary.
I'm reading one right now. There's a quote from it. Oh, wow, said Mr. Meatman. You know, this is a nice-looking purple swirly thing.
Oh, shit. I remember those people.
Suddenly, a hand reached out and grabbed Mr. Meatman's face, rapidly pulling him into the gate.
Oh, wait, who would be worse, though? The Ice Ninetales or the, the one from Alola or the normal one?
Alola?
Alola. Which one would be worse?
Well, either of them, because it can control your mind.
Yeah, but, like... I don't know. Like, what if I punch, like, the Ice Ninetales?
Well,
what if I punch the Ice Ninetales and then it dies, and it breaks into little ice?
Well, that's not how it works. It's an ice type. It's not literally made of ice.
That's what ice type means. It's a type of ice. Yeah, a bug type's a type of bug.
No, you know, this... No, this... So, like, a dark type is a dark type of dark, Joe? What are you talking about?
So
right. Yeah, dark Pokemon is a type of dark.
So we were talking about fuck, marry, kill. So did you say you wanted to fuck Ninetales, or did you want to kill it?
Mm.
use it to my advantage? I don't want to do either.
What does that mean? Uh-oh.
No, the game is fuck, marry, kill, Lars. You game. Fuck, marry, or kill no. Ninetales.
I think you kind of, I think you're having feelings for this Ninetales.
I think you want to marry Ninetales, Lars.
All right, that actually does make sense.
Hey, according to a folktale, Pokemon and people were once considered the same and even intermarried? What?
Ooh.
What?
Oh, it's part of the Sinnoh myths.
Where are you reading that
is
from?
Is this like official lore?
This is from Bulbapedia. Bulbapedia.
What?
What?
Like the official source?
Some humans possess abilities well beyond those of real world humans, such as having psychic aurora powers.
I don't like what I'm learning.
You have any plans for any exciting YouTube videos in the future?
No. Yes.
Cool. Can't wait.
Can you expand a little bit?
No.
Okay. Mr. Meatman, when that mystery video comes out, where can they go ahead and check it out?
Where could they do that? I wonder. I don't know.
This is where you plug your stuff.
Alright, so if you want to check out some epic gaming videos about Puyo Puyo Tetris, you can go to, you can just look up Puyo Puyo Tetris on YouTube, and then you'll find it.
Alright, look up Puyo Puyo Tetris, don't look at Mr. Meatman. Okay, that's fine. Joe, if people wanted to wear the podcast, what's the best way to do that?
Merch.t1podcast.com, where you can find phone cases, pillows, and more, including shirts, hoodies, and t-shirts. We sell them in all sizes.
Oh yeah, there's also like Pokemon that used to be humans, but they're all like ghost type.
Yeah.
Merch.t1podcast.com.
Just in case you wanted to fuck like a Pokemon that used to be human.
I'm just gonna leave that random clip in the middle there. That's yeah. Great. Also, guys, if you wanted to tune into the bonus episode with Mr. Meatman that we did a little while ago, for a little bit of extra context and more, go to patreon.com/T1podcast. 6 cents a day gets you bonus episodes of the show, early release privileges, a funny role on the Discord, a patron-only chat, and all of the above. Patreon.com/T1podcast helps support the show, the content creators that you love. This has been Mr. Meatman.
No, it hasn't.
Meatman, you started the show. Why don't you go ahead and sign us off?
Sinnoh Folk Story 3. There once were Pokemon that married people. There once were Pokemon who married Pokemon. This was a normal thing because long ago, people and Pokemon were the same.
Just end it there?
Just right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not the question. The question isn't whether or not you would have premarital sex with a Pokemon. The question is whether or not, it's like which Pokemon you would fuck. So like the assumption is you're okay with it.